There are more than 6 production methods in total than just the method Champenoise, the classic bottle fermentation, which you can experience live here at the only production method in the Wilhelmshof. The other methods are the industrial method of producing a lot of sparkling wine very cheaply in the so-called tank fermentation process. The basic sparkling wine is put into a huge barrel together with the sparkling wine yeast, because the yeast is heavier and sinks to the bottom. There's a mixer in it, and after only 30 days the sparkling wine is filtered like coffee, only much finer, and bottled with counter pressure filled. This is tank fermentation, a quick mass productive way to make a lot of sparkling wine for very little money. All the sparkling wines you find in the supermarket seem from 2.49 euros in last summer's super sale are made this way, and shockingly, they account for 98% of the production in Germany. Only 2% of the sparkling wines made in Germany are made using this complex method Champenoise, die traditionelle Flaschengärung, the classical bottle fermentation you see here at the wine estate. Then there's another process called bottle fermentation. In our eyes, this is legalized consumer fraud. The little word classic or traditional is missing here, because now the legislature allows the sparkling wine to be produced in large casks as in the tank fermentation process, but because it is now bottled for 80 days and then poured back into the tank, where it is also filtered in the same way as the sparkling wine is in the tank fermentation produced, it can now be called Tank Flaschengärsekt. In 1994, this procedure was pressed into the wine law solely by the sparkling wine industry, because of course they wanted to get more money out of the consumer's pocket on the shelf. Tank fermentation is not on the label and cannot be recognized as a method when you're purchasing the sparkling wine. Bottle fermentation, on the other hand, sounds much nicer, of course. The consumer associates it with the winemaker who shakes his sparkling wine. However, this is not the case with the bottle fermentation method. So feel free to take a close look at our sparkling wine labels during the sparkling wine tasting. Here it always says classic bottle fermentation on the front label, and that is used classic or traditionally equivalent. So it's very, very important if you want to buy a sparkling wine using the Champenoise method of classic bottle fermentation. Why isn't the sparkling wine called sparkling wine? Manufactured using the Champenoise method. That was allowed until 1994, but the word champagne, Champenoise, is part of the word. That is why French wine growing policy wanted the term to only be used for wines from Champagne. Since then, outside of Champagne, the sparkling wines have been called Cremant, or from Spain, Cava, and so on. Or the German term was introduced. Classic bottle fermentation or traditional bottle fermentation, Metodo Tradicional, etc., and so on. And it hasn't gotten any easier for us as consumer, because you have to differentiate. If I have a tank, there's nothing on the label. If I have a bottle fermented sparkling wine, the term is used here to advertise it. Also, it is not at all classic bottle fermentation. So much for my shopping tips, and feel free to listen to the next episode. What actually is SECO?